Usually when you check your home's value, it kind of feels like looking at a GPS map.
Right, yeah, you just assume the ground beneath you is
Yeah,
solid.
exactly. Like the road is clear and the numbers are absolute. But what happens when the ground, shifts while you're driving?
Well, you think you're on a paved road, but
Yeah.
you're actually sinking into a swamp.
Yeah. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because an August 3rd, 2026 article from the Broker Times just dropped a massive bombshell on that exact map.
It really did, yeah.
And heading into the Reserve Bank of Australia's August 11th rate call, I mean, we are looking at a huge math problem hitting wallets nationwide.
We really need to figure out why the Australian housing downturn just went national, honestly.
Right, and the hidden traps in property valuations and what this actually means for your bottom line, because this isn't just some minor market correction.
No, definitely not. I mean, Cotality's July home value index just fell 0.7% nationally.
Wow, that is a lot.
It is. It's the steepest drop we've seen since December 2022. And sure, Sydney and Melbourne are dragging that down a lot.
Right, dropping 1.4% and 1.2%.
Exactly. But the real story is what's happening outside the major cities.
Yeah, because the combined regional index fell 0.2%. And that actually breaks a continuous growth streak they've held since, what, January 2023?
Yep, January 2023, regional NSW alone dropped 0.4%.
So does this mean the whole pandemic-era regional escape route is officially just a leaky lifeboat at this point?
Well, what's fascinating here is that treating the regions as this one giant uniform safe haven is now a critical error. The lifeboat isn't entirely sinking, but it is splintering.
Splintering how? Like
Yeah.
geographically?
For example, regional South Australia and Western Australia are actually still growing, up 1.4% and 0.9% respectively.
Oh, wow. So it's not all doom and gloom there.
Right, because the mechanism here is local economic drivers versus just, remote work migration. You can't just buy anywhere outside a major city and expect automatic growth
You
anymore.
have to be incredibly specific.
Exactly.
So regional geography is completely fracturing. But honestly, the geography of the price brackets is even wilder to me.
Oh, yeah, the whole wealth reversal thing.
Yeah, because we always assume mansions hold their value better than starter homes. But here's where it gets really interesting. Over the 3 months to July, those top-tier property values dropped 3.2%.
A massive hit.
And meanwhile, the lower price tier actually went up 0.3%. Wait, so a first home buyer maxed out at a 90% loan is currently sitting safer right now than someone in a $2.5 million mansion.
I mean, it sounds totally backwards, but yes. Though safer is obviously a relative term here.
Right, of course.
But what's really happening is that those high-end properties have a massive investor concentration. And unlike a family who will, hold on for dear life to keep a roof over their head, investors look purely at the yield.
So when interest rates are high, the math just stops working.
Exactly. And they dump the assets quickly. That sudden influx of high-end supply just tanks the valuation.
And those valuations are basically written in pencil right now anyway. Like, look at Perth.
Oh, the revisions are brutal.
Yeah, their June numbers were initially thought to be booming, but they were just retroactively revised down by 120 basis points.
That is a huge 1.2% of value just wiped out after the
Which
fact.
creates this terrifying trap if you're trying to refinance, right?
Oh, definitely. I
Oh.
mean, let's say back in January you had a comfortable 78% loan-to-value ratio, or LVR.
So you had 22% equity in the home.
Right. But a sudden 3 to 4% drop in your property's paper value instantly pushes your LVR over the 80% cliff.
It's like stepping on a financial trapdoor. You go to your bank looking for a better interest rate, but because your equity shrank on paper, you trigger lender's mortgage
And you
insurance,
literally end up paying thousands of dollars in fees.
ruining your rate tier just for asking. If you
Oh.
bought at the peak in late 2025, you might be totally unrefinanceable today.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's just a perfect storm squeezing everyday cash flow right now.
Because we have a 4.35% cash rate.
Right. And consumer confidence is completely flat, hovering barely above the lows of the 2008 financial crisis.
And on top of all that, as of August 2, the government's fuel excise discount ended, which is pushing gas prices right back up.
People are getting squeezed from every single direction. So banks are looking at this reduced household cash flow and deciding they have zero room to accommodate these marginal high LVR deals.
So what does this all mean for you listening? It means outdated valuations aren't just, market trivia. they are a live, active risk to your personal financial planning.
Exactly. You simply cannot rely on a valuation from May to make a massive financial decision in Argus.
Precisely. It really forces us to question how much faith we put in the automated systems that supposedly measure our wealth.
Which brings us right back to that GPS map we started with.
Yeah. I mean, if an automated valuation index can be retroactively slashed by 1.2% in a single month, are we navigating major life decisions based on a data mirage?
That is the scary part. Like, what happens if banks stop trusting these monthly indexes entirely?
And suddenly start demanding live daily valuations before they lend you a single dollar. Something to think about.